The failure of the deficit-cutting supercommittee means a series of automatic, fail-safe spending cuts, known as sequestration, is now set to kick in starting in fiscal year 2013. Roughly half the cuts would come from defense, the other half from non-defense discretionary spending. Buck McKeon, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, has introduced legislation that would undo all the sequestration cuts, at least for the first year.
When we came to this year, we understood that we had to make some serious cuts in our national spending. A lot of people said, if not everybody, that everything has to be on the table. I don't think people understand that defense not only has been part of the table, but been half of the table. Defense accounts for 20% of the budget, but the first tranche of the cuts that we did in the Deficit Reduction Act took 50% from defense.
Republicans argue the problem with the sequestration cuts isn't just their size, it's also that they're across the board, cutting into every program without any discrimination. Mac Thornberry is the Armed Services Committee's vice chairman.
Now, it's also, by the way, the worst way to make decisions on domestic policy, and that's why it's important to emphasize that this bill would prevent that sort of mindless cutting in both defense and the domestic discretionary accounts that would be affected. So it tries to find a smart way to reach the same amount of savings rather than this mindlessness that's the across-the-board cuts.
Instead of making indiscriminate across-the-board cuts to federal programs, McKeon's bill would make indiscriminate across-the-board cuts to the federal workforce. All agencies, including DOD, would be required to hire only one employee for every three that retire or otherwise leave federal service over the next 10 years. The bill would shrink the federal workforce by up to 10% over that period. McKeon says it would save $127 billion, enough to pay for the round of sequestration in fiscal year 2013.
And it's $110 billion to pay for this one-year move. So that would be another $17 billion that we could apply toward deficit reduction.
Democrats are saying no way. California Congressman George Miller is chairman of the House Democratic Policy Committee.
There are fewer federal employees today than there were under President Reagan. Maybe there are still too many employees, maybe not. I suppose it depends on whom you ask. But that's not the issue. The issue is shared sacrifice, putting everything on the table to find a balanced approach to reduce our debt. The McKeon-Kyle bill is not balanced. It is an attempt to spare the Pentagon from more cuts now that the Republicans have spared the wealthiest Americans from many new taxes. And their bill does nothing to reach the highly touted long-term debt reduction goal that we voted for. Shame on them.
Miller and other Democrats say proposals like McKeon's are short-sighted attempts to dodge the need for long-term federal deficit reduction. They say they'll oppose any efforts to undo the sequestration triggers, which were supposed to prod lawmakers into reaching a larger accord on the budget. Peter Welch is a Vermont Democrat.
A deal is a deal. I mean, there are legitimate questions about the wisdom of what's the right number for the Defense Department. And members who raise questions about it can do so in good faith. But members have questions about what we should do about our crumbling infrastructure. Members have questions about what we should do about our declining support for research and development. All of these are fair questions. What isn't fair is to make a deal and break a deal. And there's a way forward. And that way forward is to have a balanced approach where we're all in it together and revenues are a part of the solution.
Chris Van Hollen, a Maryland Democrat who counts large numbers of federal workers among his constituents, says if Republicans want to protect national security, shifting the cuts to the federal workforce is the wrong way to go about it.
The folks who helped track down Osama bin Laden at the CIA and other intelligence agencies that helped with that tracking process, they're among the federal employees who our Republican colleagues want to go after. They're among the people whose pensions they want to cut. So, you know, it's like, thank you very much for helping track down Osama bin Laden. We're going to balance the budget on your backs, and we're not going to ask for one penny from closing corporate tax loopholes. That's not balanced.
Republicans in both houses say Congress needs to act very quickly on the cuts to defense. They and DOD leaders argue that the Pentagon needs more time than other agencies to plan for the resources it will have in 2013, and that sudden sequestration would be devastating. In the Senate, Republicans are also working on an effort that would replace the sequester cuts, though they've yet to produce a detailed plan. Arizona Senator John Kyle is the Senate Minority Whip.
And the essential way that this will be done is to take savings that has been identified by the Joint Select Committee, by the members who participated in the Biden group, and a lot of other potential savings. For example, savings that has been identified by Senator Tom Coburn in documents that he's presented and any other good suggestions, frankly, and package those savings into tranches of spending reductions that can then offset the required sequester. Now, this could be done all at once. If the special committee had done its work, it would be over. It would be done all at once. It could be done in an annual decision. Once a year, we could decide to take the money that would otherwise be sequestered, pull the savings together that would offset that, and pass that. But the bottom line is that we will identify savings, we will present that in the best legislative vehicle we can, and thereby offset the savings that would be required through the sequester.
The Senate GOP members say they intend to unveil a more detailed plan to undo sequestration early next year. President Obama has threatened to veto any bill that reverses the sequestration triggers unless it also includes a long-term solution to deficit reduction. The response from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I can't conceive of the President of the United States, any Commander-in-Chief, threatening to veto an effort to save the Defense Department from ruin. I would expect the Commander-in-Chief to come to the aid of those who are going to get devastated. So I wish the President would retract that statement and jump on board with us and say, we're going to get to $1.2 trillion, and we're going to do it without gutting the military.
Kyle says he thinks he can enlist the support of Senate Democrats for the sequestration alternative based on the belief that they want to avoid domestic spending cuts as much as Republicans want to avoid Pentagon cuts. On Capitol Hill, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.